Thanks for tuning in to Eagle 93 Dragging Maine. We're here with Rick Norby. Rick, how are you doing today?
Not too bad.
We are here because we are highlighting our community support for our law enforcement and first responders. We got a few questions for you. Our first question is, when did you come to Sydney, or have you been a lifelong resident?
I'm a lifer. I was born and raised here. I actually was brought up 10 miles out of town in Crane, the big town of Crane, but attended schools and graduated from Sydney Senior High School.
And what made you decide to become mayor of Sydney?
I moved into town from the farm in about 2003, 2000, somewhere in there. And I guess I just felt that it was time for me to give back to the community. It has treated me so well over the years.
And becoming mayor, is that something, most of us know that's something you're elected to, but is there some sort of training or is there after training when you're elected? Tell us about how you get into that role.
You know, when I first came in, it was 2007, I ran for city council and became a council member 2008. I was on there for 6 years, and that's kind of my training. I did learn in a hurry that just because you're on city council doesn't mean you know everything. You learn it as you go. And I've gotten very active in the League of Cities. I am second vice chair of the League of Cities. 2 years I will be president of that. So I've grown and learned as much as I can as I went.
Put a lot of time and effort into it.
Yes, I have.
So tell me, what's the most challenging thing about your job?
Oh boy, you know, I've had a lot of firsts for a lot of years. People have been mayor throughout our community. I get told all the time when something happens, it's the first time it's ever happened in Sydney. Of course, with the pandemic, that's been a learning challenge. And that's probably been, so far, going into my 7th year, been the most challenging thing.
With putting that stress and stuff off to the side, tell me the most rewarding thing about your job.
You know, my favorite thing is going and reading story time to the grade school kids, teaching government class twice a year. I enjoy interaction with the younger population, trying to get them more involved in city government. I guess also just being out in the public, seeing people. I'm just a people person. I love talking to people.
Now, being in city government and stuff, do you have mutual aid with other like law enforcement or first responders or other officials or city officials in our county?
You know, I have a very close relationship with the county commissioners and the county attorney. I also, you know, in Strive, she does our felony cases for us. Then also Luke Savage, our judge, very close with him. He does our city court. And I'm sure I'm going to miss somebody, but I do have that was one of my biggest things when I became mayor. I wanted everybody together as a family. And that's kind of what we've accomplished in Richland County. So very proud of that.
And when you're not down at City Hall and you're not going to meetings and stuff, what's something you like to do in your pastime just to relax to?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it seems like I have given up my hobbies, but I love to fish and work on vehicles and stuff like that. And sports, well, love to watch sports. Baseball's probably my passion. I have fallen behind on a lot on that in the last 3 years.
Now, the one question that I got to ask everybody, since, you know, we're out here dragging Maine, having a lot of fun, what's your favorite car and what are you hoping to see?
I've already answered that for you many times. I am a Camaro fan. Good old muscle car, 69 Z28. I love that era from 67 to 69 in the Camaros. That is
beautiful.
My favorite car. My favorite car.
All right, Rick, is there anything else you'd like to tell the community?
You know, I just want to tell everybody what we've been through in the last 4 months. Stick together. We're a strong community. You know, we seem to prevail through everything we've ever had come in front of us. And I'm quite proud to be your mayor.
Well, we appreciate you. And make sure when you're out dragging Maine this evening that you come by and you say hi and you give them an elbow bump and tell them you appreciate everything he's done. We appreciate you coming down here.
Thank you very much for asking me. It's a privilege.